Seal Test presents Seal Test Variety Theaters. Yes, it's Seal Test Variety Theater with our guest stars Edgar Bergen and Charlie McCarthy and our regular gang, Eddie Bracken, Henry Russell in the orchestra, the Crew Chiefs Quartet, and our gal Thursday, who's coming on stage right now, the singing star of our show, Dorothy L'Amour. And now let's all drop in at Dottie's house, where she is awaiting the arrival of Edgar Bergen, with whom she has a date. As we look in, the front doorbell rings.
Coming.
Hello, Dottie.
Well, Eddie Bracken.
Well, Dottie, what's the matter? You seem so surprised to see me.
Well, that is...
Never mind. What's new?
Oh, Eddie, I want to thank you for that lovely Easter egg you sent me.
That reminds me, I have to have it back.
You have to have it back?
Sure, my bacon's getting cold. Come on, Dottie, get your things and let's go, huh?
Oh, there must be some mistake, Eddie. I've got a date tonight with Edgar Bergen.
Well, there's no mistake about it, Dottie. I got a date with you. I got it written down right here in my little black book, you see? Look for yourself.
Let me see. Date with Dottie L'Amour, Thursday night, April 21st. Wow. Wait a minute. I don't understand what the WOW stands for.
I guess I won't find out either. Well, all right, go ahead. Go ahead, cast me aside for another man. Go ahead.
Oh, please try to understand, Eddie. There's no romance between Edgar Bergen and me.
No.
It's a business date. He wants to talk to me about a picture he's going to do.
Oh, well, I understand. Oh, well, that's perfectly all right.
Oh, you're a darling. I'm having dinner over at his house. It's going to be quite an ordeal, though. You see, Charlie McCarthy has an adolescent crush on me, and he's awfully hard to handle.
Well, how are you going to be able to talk business with that painted forest around?
But Edgar isn't telling him that I'm coming over, and he's trying to get him out of the house before I get there.
Well, Charlie, haven't you gone to the movies yet?
Well, hold your horses, Bergen. I'm still looking through the papers trying to decide what picture to see. Oh, see, there's so many here.
Well, what pictures are playing?
Well, there's a new movie with Lassie, and then there's one with Butch Jenkins and Gabby Hayes. Here's one with Jane Russell.
Which one are you going to see?
You sometimes ask the silliest questions, Bergen.
Well, just pick out a picture you want to see and get going, or you'll be late.
Yeah, by the way, Bergen.
Yes?
Well, what are you planning for tonight?
Business, that's all. All business.
Business.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
You spent all day preparing crepe Suzettes and beef stroganoff and souffles. The table is set for two. Candlelight. Oh, come on, Bergen. Come on. Who are you expecting?
I told you, Charlie, business acquaintance.
I see. Well, with a setup like this, you shouldn't have much trouble getting right on to business, huh?
Charlie, do you think I'm lying to you?
Well, are
you suggesting that I'm twisting the truth?
Oh, heavens, no. But you sure are bending it out of shape, Bergen.
Well, I'm not going to discuss it any further. It's time for me to pick up my business acquaintance, and it's time for you to go to the movies.
All right. I can take a hint. Will you give me a dollar, and I'll go.
A dollar?
Yeah.
Well, the movies are only 50 cents.
Yeah, I know, but on the way over, I may run into a business acquaintance, you see. And you know how I gossip.
Here's a dollar.
I'd rather have a shanty filled with laughter, than a palace someone's tears designed. Lady Luck and I keep walking hand in glove. Got a guy who loves me for nothing but my love. I'd rather be a dreamer with a penny than a rich man with a worried mind.
I'd rather be a dreamer with a penny than a rich man with a heart of gold. Here I am with wealth untold. The moonlight is my silver, sunshine, my gold.
I'd rather have a shanty filled with laughter than a palace someone's tears designed. Lady Luck and I keep walking hand in glove. Got a guy who loves me for nothing but my love. I'd rather be a dreamer with a penny than a rich man with a worried
mind. Seal Test.
Get America's favorite ice cream, Seal Test. It's so smooth and creamy, so fine-grained in texture, so wonderful in lip-smacking flavor, it outsells all other ice cream by a wide margin. Flavor for flavor, there's no ice cream that matches Seal Test for pure goodness. Try the Seal Test Flavor of the Month, chocolate flake ice cream, and you'll agree it's better in every way. For an ice cream treat that's tops, stop in wherever you see the famous red and white Seal Test symbol, and
get the best, get Seal Test.
I was worried, Edgar. I thought you'd never get here.
Well, it wasn't easy getting rid of Charlie. But let's get back to my house now for dinner.
Good. And then we can discuss the picture you're planning to do. Mm-hmm. I'll get my things.
Yeah.
Mm. Wonder who that can be.
Aren't you expecting anyone?
No, but I'd better open the door.
Yeah, well, now, just a minute. This may be a silly idea, but I suspect something. Let me go to the window and see who that is. Aha!
Who is it?
It's Charlie.
Charlie? What'll I do?
Well, I'll go into the next room. You get rid of him. Don't let him know that I'm here.
All right. Coming!
Hello, Dottie.
Charlie.
Yeah, Dottie, you look so gorgeous. Those eyes and those legs and that plunging neckline.
Well, now, Charlie.
What's the matter? Did I forget something?
Well, this is indeed a surprise, Charlie.
Well, what's so surprising about me dropping in to see you, Dottie?
Well, after all, you don't drop in to see me every day.
I know, but after all, there are other girls in town, and I gotta spread myself around.
Oh, come now, Charlie. I'm sure there must be some reason why you came over.
Reason? Why, my dear, it's spring. You're a girl and I'm a boy.
Well, I don't see what difference that makes.
You don't see what difference?
Mm-mm.
Oh, putty, putty. Look, Dottie, that arrangement's been going on for 4,000 years. This is no time to tamper with it. Oh, Dottie, I always dream about you. You're the kind of a girl I would like to be shipwrecked with.
And you're the kind of boy I would like to be shipwrecked with.
Really?
Yes. Then I could hollow you out and paddle you home. But really, Charlie, I'd love to be more hospitable, but it so happens that I...
You have an appointment?
As a matter of fact, I have.
A business appointment?
As a matter of fact, it is.
By the way, Dottie, have you seen Bergen lately?
Bergen? You mean Edgar Bergen?
Yes, Edgar Bergen, yes, Edgar Bergen. I'm not referring to Sam Bergen.
Charlie McCarthy, what are you doing here?
Well, I was Edgar Bergen, what are you doing here?
Why,
It's the end of the first inning, folks, and the score is nothing to nothing.
Charlie, what happened to the dollar I gave you for the movies?
Oh, it went.
It went, yeah.
I hardly left the house when I had a hot fudge sundae, a chocolate soda, and a banana split.
Oh, you should watch your figure.
I'd much rather watch yours.
No, Charlie.
Take it easy, Bergen. There's enough for both of us to watch.
Yes, I'll see. Quite enough of this chit-chat. I'm going to put a stop to this right now. Dorothy, get your things. We're going to my house for dinner.
Yeah, let's go. I'm getting hungry.
No such thing.
I have an idea, Charlie. Why don't you go to the movies? I'll give you a dollar.
Gee, a fella can make a nice living just going to the movies around here.
Daddy, do you mind if Charlie spends the night here?
Well, not at all. He can have the guest room.
Yeah.
Now, Bergen, you don't mean to say that you would leave a little boy like me all alone in a big house like this at night?
Yes, I would.
Edgar, I think Charlie's right. He shouldn't be left alone.
Yeah, that's telling him, Daddy, old kid.
I'm going to get a babysitter for him.
You see, Dad, Bergen's... a babysitter for me? Oh, you can't do this, I tell you. I'll be laughed at. I'll be scorned by the mummily pig crowd.
Oh, don't be silly. I know somebody I can get. I'll call right now.
No, you can't do this. Charlie, if you can make it a blonde, it'll be...
Quiet, Charlie. Hello, Eddie Bracken? I want you to do me a favor.
Eddie Bracken, I won't stand for it, Dottie. I tell you, I won't...
Red Riding Hood said... What big eyes you have, Grandmother. And the wolf said, the better to see you with, my dear.
What a corny wolf. If I ever saw one, that's a corny wolf.
And then he said, she said,
he said
what
she said.
Big ears you have, said Little Red Riding Hood.
When did the three bears come in? Let me
the better to hear you with, said the wolf.
Sure.
And then Little Red Riding Hood said,
and I'm pretty sure,
what big teeth you have. Okay. And then jumped out of bed, the wolf said, the better to eat you with. And he started chasing her around the room.
And then he
chased her.
Oh, it's impossible to sleep around here.
He chased her.
Yeah.
What's the matter? Don't you want to know how it ends?
Sure, but get to it, boy. Get to it. Who gets the dame?
Look, I'm not going to stand for this.
You're not supposed to. You're a sitter.
Very funny. Very funny.
I thought it rather amusing myself.
Charlie, I got a great idea.
You have an idea?
A really great idea.
All right, tell me.
I'll sing a song and then you tell me who I sound like.
Oh, that's really a great idea.
Yeah, this is going to be a lot of fun. You see, I'll sing and then you tell me who it is.
Yes.
You ready?
Oh, sure, I'm ready.
All right, now, listen closely.
When the blue of the night meets the gold of the day, someone waits for me.
Well, who is it, Charlie?
Well, now, let me think. It's a human being, isn't it? Yeah.
Come now. Come on.
Well, now, don't rush me, Bracken. Don't rush me. Maybe you better give me that middle part again.
Mm-hmm. All right.
Someone waits for me.
Yeah. Oh, sure, that's it. Let's see, it's, no. Yeah, I got it.
Who was it, then?
Jessica Dragonette, huh?
Oh, come now. Haven't you ever heard of Bing Crosby?
Well, sure. Go ahead, do him, huh?
I'll give you one more chance. I'll see if you can get this. Now, pay attention. You ready?
Yeah, make it easy.
You gotta start off each day with a song. Even when things go wrong, you feel better. You'll even look better. Ah! Time to break for lunch.
Well, you know who that was?
Say, you know, I could pull a few strings and get you to Arthur Godfrey. Would you be interested?
Never mind. Who was I imitating?
Well, now, it sounded like...
Oh, come on. Now, think of a movie, a big musical, Two on an Island.
Now, don't tell me you're Esther Williams.
That does it. I'm through trying to entertain you. Now, you're going to sleep. I promised Dottie and Mr. Bergen I'd have you in bed by now, and you're going to bed.
Back in. Didn't you have a date with Dottie tonight?
Well, as a matter of fact, I did.
Oh, you champion. Just as thought. You know, forget it. I didn't even mention it. That's all right.
Well, come on. Charlie, what are you trying to get at?
I was just wondering why a guy who has a date with a beautiful doll like Dorothy L'Amour would prefer sitting with a despicable little character like me. I don't figure it out.
Well, it's just that Dottie explained to me that Edgar and she had to discuss business.
Business?
Now, see here, Charlie, you're hinting at something. Now, what is it?
Oh, you naive boy. Didn't your father ever tell you about the birds and the bees?
Sure.
Well, apply it, boy, apply it.
You mean that Bergen is...
Yes, he's a wolf.
You mean that Dottie double-crossed me?
You're getting warm, buddy.
I can't believe it. After all that girl meant to me.
Yeah.
That she would do a thing like that.
Yes, she did.
I feel that there's nothing worth living for.
You're getting warmer.
Where's my hat?
Where are you going?
I'm going to jump in the ocean.
Well, it's a long ride to the ocean.
I'll jump in the lake.
There's no lake around here.
Then I'll jump in the river.
That is no river.
Is there a damn tea bag in the house?
Look, Bracken, there's only one way to handle this. I'm going to take you over to Bergen's house, and you're going to settle with him man to man.
Good idea. Let's go.
Get your girl, tap her on the shoulder, tap her on the shoulder. Say you'd like to hold her. Johnny, get your girl, walk her in the moonlight. If you've got no moonlight, talk about a June night. Don't wait for introductions, don't be so formal. Just step right up and do the thing that's normal. Johnny, get your girl, tap her on the shoulder. Get a little bolder, give romance a whirl. Don't let another Johnny get your girl.
Don't wait for introductions, don't be so formal. Just step right up and do the thing that's normal.
Johnny, get your girl, tap her on the shoulder. Get a little bolder, give romance a whirl. Don't let another Johnny.
Don't let another Johnny.
Why so glum, chum?
I spade, I hoe, I dig, I rake, and all that grows is my backache.
Oh, forget the rake. Get Chocolate Flake, the ice cream that grows more popular every day.
But I got a plant.
Just plant your feet under the table, chum, and dig into that creamy, rich vanilla ice cream, jam-packed with savory flakes of real bittersweet chocolate. Seal Test Chocolate Flake, the April flavor of the month. It's too good to miss. So shovel off to your Seal Test soda fountain.
Heidi-ho, here I go. I'm off to...
get the best, get Seal Test.
Oh, that was an
excellent dinner you prepared, Edgar. I feel just wonderful.
Well, thank you, Dottie. And now we can talk about the picture I intend producing. It'll be wonderful being able to discuss business around this house without Charlie butting in. Thanks to Eddie Bracken, by the way.
Oh, yes, it's sweet of Eddie to take care of Charlie. He's such a good friend and so helpful. Hmm. But really, Edgar, you can't imagine how bashful that boy is.
Is that so? Say, you know, that gives me an idea. He could play the part of the shy fellow in this picture. He'd be just right, wouldn't he?
Wonderful, and he'd appreciate it so much. I'll call my house and tell Eddie the good news right now. That's strange.
What's the matter?
Well, there's no answer.
No answer? Hey, I wonder where they can be.
That's the house there. That's it.
Well, come on, Charlie. I'm going to tell that Dottie off, and I'm going to tear that Bergen guy apart.
Yeah, now, easy, Bracken. Take it easy. First, let's look in the window.
All right. Come on.
Get down here, Bracken. Okay. Just look in that window. Yeah, good thing we got here just in time. I told you he was a wolf.
Oh, but wait a minute. Dottie's at one end of the room and Bergen's at the other.
Yeah. Oh, he is? Yeah, well, that's the way he operates. He likes to get a running start. Yeah, look at him. Look what he's doing now.
But he's only lighting her cigarette.
I know, but look at the way he's looking at her T-zone.
But, Charlie, are you
sure? What's the matter, Bracken? You're getting yellow? You're going to let a guy steal your girl?
No.
You're going to do that?
I should say no. Let's go in. I'll show that guy.
Yeah, but... Why, Eddie Bracken, what are you doing here?
Put up your dukes.
Now, Eddie, just a moment.
You and your running starts. Come on, defend yourself like a man.
Now, wait a minute.
Ready or not, here I come.
Eddie, stop it. Have you gone out of
your
mind?
You stay out of this, you and your business appointment. All right, Bergen, take this.
Oh, now, look what you've done. You knocked him out.
Colder than a mackerel.
Don't just stand there. Do something.
Come on, I'm taking you home.
Take your hands off of me. Now you've spoiled everything. Edgar was just discussing producing a picture when you broke in, and he had a big part in it for you.
He had a big part in it for me?
Yes.
Well, gee, just don't just stand there. Pour some water on him. Here, give me that pitcher.
Where am I here?
Are you all right, Edgar?
I think so. Oh, my jaw.
Oh, your jaw. I wish I were dead.
Huh?
Gee, Mr. Bergen, look, I don't know what to say. You see, it was all a misunderstanding.
Yeah, Eddie. I don't think it's your fault at all. Oh, Charlie?
Yes, Mr. Bergen?
Have you been saying things about me to Mr. Bracken?
Well, I really...
Have you?
Oh, a word here and there.
Why, you little... I forgive my...
Please, now, no fisticuffles.
Charlie, I think you acted contemptibly. I never want to see you again.
Is that so?
Well, don't look at me. I'm not going to talk to you again either.
Charlie, what have you got to say for yourself?
Yeah, Bergen, I've only this.
What is it?
Has anybody got a dollar for the movie?
Oh, thanks, Edgar Bergen and Charlie McCarthy. It's always a lot of fun when you two fellows are around. We've an old friend of yours coming to visit us next week, so if you'll stand by for just a minute, we'll tell you who it is.
Today in New York City, the stockholders of National Dairy Products Corporation had their annual meeting. And the report of the president, L.A. Van Bommel, is of interest to all of us who use milk and milk products. Mr. Van Bommel points out that the cost of a number of raw materials we buy has gone down in recent months. This has enabled us to lower prices to the consumer on many national dairy products. And, Mr. Van Bommel continues, we welcome any further relief in costs as an opportunity of further reductions in consumer prices. Here at National Dairy, we're working away constantly to keep the prices you pay for milk and milk products just as low as possible. because we want to serve as many people as we can, providing wholesome dairy products that are so necessary for health and growth. Day in and day out, the search goes on for new ways to improve our service to the public, to keep costs low, and national dairy products high in quality. The best. It was Henry Russell and the orchestra playing Way Down Yonder in New Orleans. And now here again is your mistress of ceremonies, Dottie L'Amour.
Well, next Thursday, Eddie Bracken, the whole gang, and I will be back again. As our guest, we're going to have one of radio's all-time favorites, Rudy Valley. We promise you it'll be a very special event. To our guest star tonight, Edgar Bergen, our sincere thanks. Your appearance contributes to a fine cause, the establishment of the American Federation of Radio Artists Welfare Insurance Fund. And now, John Lang?
By July of this year, the medical departments of the armed forces will have lost almost one-third of their present professional staff. The need for replacements is great. Physicians and dentists who are interested in serving their country at good salaries may obtain additional information from the Office of the Secretary of Defense, the Surgeon General of the Army, the Surgeon General of the Navy, or the Air Surgeon of the Air Force. At Washington, D.C.
Thanks, John Lang. And now on behalf of Eddie Bracken, Henry Russell, the crew chiefs, and all of us, this is Dorothy L'Amour inviting you to be with us again next Thursday. In the meantime, we'll be thinking of you.
Tonight's Seal Test Variety Theater was written by Howard Harris and Sidney Zelenka. Direction is by Glenn Hall Taylor. Edgar Bergen is currently appearing in the Pine and Thomas production, Capital China, a Paramount picture release. Tune in again next Thursday evening when Seal Test again presents Seal Test Variety Theater, starring Dorothy L'Amour and Eddie Bracken, and as our guest, Rudy Valley. Seal Test Incorporated and Associate Companies are divisions of National Dairy Products Corporation. This is John Lang speaking.
Screen Guild Players present the exciting story, The Blue Dahlia, with Veronica Lake and Alan Ladd recreating their original roles. Blue Dahlia, next on NBC.